Hello? Don't freak out. This is not a situation to be freaked out in. I am but a humble, what the fuck am I called? Incubus? And I'm here to fuck you, I think. This is my first time on the job. Look, what's your name? Oh. Well, then I am on the right address. I got, like, a phone call saying that I should breed you or something. I'm just gonna do that, if I may. So, would you please spread your legs? I'm not a complete stranger. Well, yeah. If you were to, like, look at it like that, I guess I'm a complete stranger to you. But here's the thing. It's not like I'm a freak or a weirdo or a pervert that is wanting to breed you. This is more of a like work situation. When you like order a package and it gets delivered to you, you have to sign, right? Well, yeah, it's about the same thing, actually. Like, I'm the delivery man, and I came to deliver my package, and you have to sign to open the package, and then you can have the package, and then I will be leaving after you unpacked my package. This is not making any sense, is it? Look, if you were to make me a cup of tea, I could explain it thoroughly to you. I'm not really too sure about everything myself, but oh, we could maybe figure it out together. That would be kind of cool, right? Go make me tea. I'll just make myself comfortable on your bed, and then we'll discuss everything. Okay. Thank you. What kind of tea is this? I have never smelled it before. I only had blood tea, but blood tea is not really that good. I prefer just normal blood. I don't even know why they would put it into tea form or something like that. It's weird. But what kind of tea is this? Chamomile. It smells like hay or something, or grass. What the hell? It is good. I do have to say it is good. Damn, that is some good tea. Can you come sit next to me on the bed, please? We have a lot of explaining to do and stuff, and, you know, I have other clients. So here's the thing. I am a incubus, and I am a sex demon. I get summoned, or I get, tasked with to go and breed someone very hard. Or to be bred, of course, but that's another kind of incubus. Maybe there's no difference. That's just a bottom incubus. But I'm no bottom, though. I am a top, and I have been charged with breeding you very hard and collecting some of your moans and stuff. I don't really know how it works. Look, my job is to fuck you. That's my job. I don't even know who my boss is. I don't even know who pays me. But that is my job. Look, we all have a purpose in life. And this is my purpose, to fuck you very hard. So, I know it's weird. But look, I'm attractive, right? Like, look at my body. Look at my freaking abs. Oh my god. Okay. No. I'm not a show off. I'm not like one of those guys. I do have a very cool personality as well. I'm insanely good at cooking, by the way. But that doesn't really matter while I'm fucking you. Look, the point is, I have a really cool dick, and it even lights up when I fuck you, and also it's warming, and it has a vibration function, kinda. Well, I mean, it's more like I have a vibe, I don't know. The point is, I think you would like it when I fuck you, and I have gone beyond, like, the point where I have any enjoyment to fuck anyone. But, I mean, you will enjoy it a lot, I think. Look, it can be a new experience for the both of us. And between you and me, I have seen some of the kinky shit you listen to or watch. I mean, and you think having sex with a sex demon is weird? Like, you have a serious history of being into weird stuff. So, I mean, I'm not the one who should feel weird right now. Mm-hmm, it's you. Look, come on. I think you know what an incubus is, and I think you understand the whole concept, and it might be just easier if you were to just allow me to do what it is I have to do, and then I will be on my leaving. Is that what you say? On my leave? I will leave you alone. Unless, of course, you summon me. I will give you my summon number. but that's let's just breathe, okay? Look, I'm willing to make this as comfortable for you as possible. What kind of position would you like to take me on? Doggy? Ooh, I like that. Yeah, I like that. Yep, doggy's fine. Do you wanna, like, be prepped or something by my tongue? Or do you just want me to put lube on you? Or just prep you? Oh, okay. I like prepping, by the way. It makes my victims, clients feel really good, because my tongue, you know, has like certain studs on it, and it's a bit longer and a bit more slimy than other creatures' tongues. So could you please go and sit on all fours? Thank you. I'll just pull down that. Ooh. Ooh, oh my god, look at that booty. Damn, look at that. Oh, that looks very tasty. Do I just go in with my tongue or lick it? Do whatever. Oh, okay. My name is Mino, by the way. I thought you should know. Wow, you're super wet now. You're already dripping some saliva. Or is that pre-cum? I don't know how you humans work. But I'm gonna put it in now, okay? Just tell me if it's too hard, or if it's too big, or too much to handle, and I will go softer on you, okay? Oh, you feel really nice inside. Damn. Oh, you humans are really warm. Oh, wow. I don't actually know for how long I have to do this. I suppose it is until either you or me comes, or you're satisfied. Is it still good for you? What? Of course I'm sipping tea while I'm fucking you. I gotta stay hydrated. Oh, you like it when I'm really pounding in you, huh? You humans are kinky as fuck. You want me to stroke you in other parts with my hands while I do it? Or do I just grab you while you're being pounded? Oh yeah, I can grab your butt. Of course I can. Can I smack it? Oh my god. I love your butt. So squishy and soft. Oh, you're into smacking? Oh, you dirty little human. That's okay. Are you about to come already? Oh, fuck. Okay, okay. Do I need to do anything while you're coming? Just keep reeling? Okay, okay. Oh, you're really coming, aren't you? How was that? Did I do all right? Okay. Do I pull out now? Okay. Well, I didn't really come though, but I don't think it's my job to come just to satisfy you sexually. Do I hand you a tissue? Or are you fine? Do you just wanna leave it like it is? I see. Do I have to get you dressed again? I can help you, of course. Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, I guess my job here is done. I don't know. If you have any complaints, then I suggest, you know, contacting my boss, I guess. I really don't know crap. This is my first day, by the way, as you can probably tell. I shouldn't talk this much, I think, probably. Did you think it was hot, though? The sex? Yeah? Oh, that's really cool. I hope you didn't mind my dick being a bit, like, girthier than the normal cock. And it has, like, more textures and stuff. It even goes a bit, like, bigger at the sides. Yeah. I'm sure you felt that. Huh? Will I be staying for a while? I don't think I can. I have, like, a list of 8 people that I have to fuck tonight. Well, I mean, I could stay until I finish my tea, of course. You want to talk about something? I'm actually really interested in you humans. Do you guys sleep? Wow. And how much hours a night, though? Oh my god, that's insane. We only sleep like 1 hour a night because, like, we have the whole night to, like, fuck people and shit. And, like, but it's really interesting that, you sleep that much. I actually come from a royal, like, incubus house. Well, the thing is, I'm a prince incubus kind of thingy where I come from. Well, I mean, I think being prince has a bit less value than it would have here, because, like, you're with, like, 8 billion or something people in the world. We're only, like, there's only, like, 1,000 of us or something. And, but I am considered royal family. I'm a prince, and I'm actually the one that would be king if my father were to pass away. So I'm royalty, but I kind of resist that whole royalty thingy because I was getting so fucking lazy and I wasn't getting enough action, you know? I'd much rather go out and work as an incubus, you know? And maybe before I started to work, I should have applied for a job first. Huh. Look, I'm an independent business of incubusiness, and I work for myself, but that might not be such a bad idea actually, to like be paid for what I do. Maybe I should have considered that before fucking you. But maybe we can see this as like an internship or something like that. How would you rate my cock, by the way? Well, I mean my fucking skills overall. How would you rate them? Damn. I have a lot to learn then. But I'm glad you did sort of enjoy it. It was, like, a fun little surprise at night, right? It was like a fun little thing. I'm glad you liked it, though. You think I should come back one day? I mean, I could go and take on some other clients, and then I can learn some new skills and come back to you once I'm actually a bit better at my job. That's okay. Like I said, I am going to leave my summon number here. You can summon me every day, okay? But if I don't like pick up the summon thingy, I'm done with the tea though. It was really good. I wish I could stay a bit longer, but I have other clients. Yeah, I told you I don't get paid yet because I'm not really technically working for anyone. But I mean, the clients, they're waiting, I think, I guess. Well, actually, they're not. They don't even know I exist yet. Huh? Do I want to stay over for another cup of tea? Well, yes, of course. It's really good tea, actually. Do I want to sleep over? I mean, in your bed? Like, with you? okay. Why, though? You haven't really getting to know me, and it's a bit weird to sleep with someone in the same bed on the first, like, on the first day you met them. But then again, we fucked, so like it's kind of like a weird thing we having. But yeah, I would like to sleep with you. It's for my body and my personality. I see. Yeah, I told you my body is just really good looking, I guess, and you can use it as a pillow. You can sleep on my chest if you want to. That would be fun. Everything that is not related to princely duties and sitting in the throne room all day, I will gladly do with you. If you want to go for round two with the whole sex thing, we can do that as well. But you want to keep it wholesome. Okay. I guess we can cuddle for a bit, if you want to. I'm actually really nervous. I've never really cuddled with anyone before. I'm sure it's gonna be okay. You smell really nice though. You smell like vanilla. Or something. I don't really know what vanilla smells like, but I've heard it's a nice smell, and you smell nice, so you smell like vanilla. I really like your bed. It's really soft, and I like you as well. I should come more often to your house. I think you're going to be my favorite client if you were to summon me for another breeding session in the future. I like you a lot. You know what? We could be like friends with benefits or something. Like, you could just summon me whenever you feel like getting bred, and I would just come here swinging my dick and putting it inside of you and make you feel really good and fuck you. And it's like a win-win since it's gonna be my job. We're gonna be friends with benefits, you and I. I can feel it. I like you a lot. We're gonna be good friends.